Rain is already falling in Southern California, and the region is bracing for the worst storm to hit there in years. We're joined by Rick Dickert, certified broadcast meteorologist at KTTV in Los Angeles. And Rick, to start, how much rain are we talking about?
We're talking about 4 to 5 inches in and around the downtown LA area, but perhaps as much as 10 inches in some of those south-facing slopes of the foothills and mountains. We call it an atmospheric river, and it has a bullseye right on Southern California. It's a fire hose of moisture. A strong atmospheric river, or AR as we call it, transports as much water equivalent to 15 times the average flow at the mouth of the Mississippi River.
And you've already had a number of these atmospheric rivers this year. Is this one going to be that much worse than the others?
We're busting the drought. This will be the strongest storm thus far. In fact, the strongest since at least 2010, possibly back as far as 2004. And so far, before the first drops from this storm, here in downtown LA, we've received 16.25 inches of rain. During an average entire water year, which starts on October 1st and ends on September 30th, we typically receive 14.93 inches. So we're already an inch plus above that. We're coming off of 5 consecutive rainfall seasons with below average totals, below 10 inches, in fact.
So what are the fears about what all of this water is going to do in Southern California?
Well, we have flash flood watches up for the entire region, even for the desert communities because of the heavy rain. This is a very dangerous storm. In fact, the National Weather Service is billboarding it as a dangerous storm. In addition to the rain, we're going to have those high winds, tropical storm force sustained winds. That means 39 miles an hour or stronger. But we could see some gusts in the hurricane force range, high surf as well. This is going to be a very powerful system.
Now, what does this mean for the Oroville Dam, if anything, the dam that's been kind of bursting at the seams up further northern California?
Fortunately for them and unfortunately for us, the bulk of this system is going to be on the southern half of the state. Yes, they're going to receive more rain, but not as much as we are here in Southern California. There still are some concerns up there because the water levels will increase yet again, so they will definitely be monitoring it. We have our own dams here in Southern California we have to watch as well, a number of dams. And with the kind of totals that we're expecting, we're really worried about elevated water levels. On February 17th, the record rainfall for downtown LA is 2.18 inches. That was set way back in 1884, Jeremy. We're anticipating totals around 4 inches. We're going to receive as much rain in a 24-hour period that is typical for an entire month of February in the LA area.
And I know that one of the things that you monitor, Rick, because I've been with you in the helicopter above Los Angeles, is the traffic, and I'm sure it's going to be a nightmare because of this.
It's a mess. We just landed. We're braking for fuel right now, and already the incidents are stacking up. Jackknife big rigs, cars spinning out. Even though we've had several wet commutes with this winter season, people still just go too quickly. When the volume is light, they think they can go 65, 70 miles an hour. It doesn't work. The rain is just ramping up. It will be heaviest, though, during the evening commute. And this is a getaway Friday for many people with the President's Day holiday coming up on Monday.
That's right. Rick Dickert, certified broadcast meteorologist with KTTV in Los Angeles. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you for having me, Jeremy.